The following question. Somebody who shaves with a razor. The Torah says that you're not allowed to shave with a razor. Where? The rules of that are somewhat a little bit complicated. But assuming that there are five parts of the face of a person is not allowed to use a razor, an electric shaver would not qualify for a whole bunch of reasons, but let's assume they're using a regular razor. The question is, you violate, according to the Rambam, you're violating five different Yisurim, one in each of the corners. So is he allowed to get an Aliyah to the Sefer Torah? Meaning this is a person who's a Baal Avera, and can he get an Aliyah to the Torah? Now, it's interesting, this Avera is an Avera he's doing personally, you can't really tell. It's not a public thing, person clean-shaven, but it's not something he does in public. It's something he does in private, presumably. But nonetheless, does that prevent someone from getting an Aliyah LaTorah? And he starts with the Gemara and Megillah that we saw yesterday, Gemara and Megillah Kaf Gimel. Hakololin l'minyan shiva, everybody can get an Aliyah. Filu Isha, Filu Katan. Everybody, it sounds like, it doesn't matter. They didn't say only Shomrei Shabbat, only those who follow the mitzvot. Hakololim, it should have been more specific if it meant otherwise. Doesn't make a difference. Now, so how do we know this? So there's the Yom Shel Shlomo of Shlomo Luria. So he writes, you can prove this from other places also. We know there's a whole big machloket. Like you're supposed to bring a Kohen. Kohen usually is supposed to get the first of everything. So let's say you have a Kohen Gadol. So he certainly should be first. So let's say you have a Kohen Gadol Amaretz Yisrael Talmid Chacham. So when you have a Kohen Gadol Amaretz and Yisrael or Amamzer is a Talmid Chacham, we give the Talmid Chacham the honor first. And he says, but you see, if the Kohen is a Baal Avera and he does all these things, you shouldn't let him go Aliyat Kohen. If he's a bad guy, don't give him Kohen. Don't give him Kohen. You can give him another Aliyah. You give him another Aliyah. That's not a problem. We see that a number of times. We'll see proofs that he asked for this. Generally speaking, we assume a person gets an Aliyah, a person gets an Aliyah. Maybe Kohen. The Kohen shouldn't get the Aliyah Kohen, but he can get another Aliyah. The Torah Kohen is a special thing. They give Kavod. There is one proof in the opposite way. The Orchot Chaim quotes, he says, you know, we have a practice. We don't give two brothers an Aliyah one after another, a father and a son and a father. Why? So the Orchot But the Orchot Chaim quotes the first opinion. We all say Ayin Hara. The Orchot Chaim quotes the first opinion. He says, you know why? Because they can't give Eidut one on another. And it says, Eidut Hashem Ne'emanah, Torah is considered to be Eidut. You have to have people who can give Eidut. If you have a father and a son, they can't give Eidut. Two brothers, they can't give Eidut. So he says, okay. And the Baal Avera, someone who violates Nisur Torah is considered to be a Rasha. He's also Pasul Eidut. So just like a father and a son and the father, two brothers can't get an Aliyah because they're not Edim, because they couldn't be Edim on one another, they can't be witnesses. So too, a Baal Avera, someone who's a Rasha Doraita, he's violating Yisur Torah, he shouldn't get an Aliyah either. Just point out, the Orchot Chaim then quotes the Maharam, who says, no! What are you talking about? That's not the reason. The reason is Ayin Hara. It has nothing to do with this. This is a nice Rasha, Edut. It's Ayin Hara. The reason they can't do it is Ayin Hara. A Baal Avera can get it. And the Gra points out, he says, it can't be true. You know why? You know why? Because the Mishnah that said, Akol olin l'minyan shiva, afilu isha, afilu katan. A woman and a child are pasul eidut. They're pasul eidut. And the Mishnah explicitly says they can get an aliyah. So don't tell me if someone's pasul eidut can't get an aliyah. That's completely not true. Even someone's pasul eidut can get an aliyah.
The first opinion is, two brothers can be the third and the fifth, and the sixth.
Correct, it's not one after another. Correct, the whole thing is silly, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Correct, okay, yeah, it's also a problem. Kin. Okay. So it's not that he doesn't believe, he's protected. So maybe someone like Yosef doesn't have to worry about this, but the rest of us do. It's brought down the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Seemingly we shouldn't be concerned. Sometimes... You're right. Sometimes when it says, you know, there's something that, you know, someone says, lo makpidinim bahadei. That if I'm not particular, not particular. Here, though, it's brought Shulchan Aruch. This is a strange one. Why does Shulchan Aruch choose this to highlight this is a good question. That, okay, but what does that mean? There is a line in Sefer Hasidim. The Sefer Hasidim says differently. He says, okay, he doesn't talk about it. He says, Baal Avera, fine. But Mishu Chashud al Arayot, he shouldn't get the parasha that you're reading about the Arayot. If someone violates a specific din, so then he shouldn't get the parasha that says, don't do that. Okay, that I understand. you'll get an aliyah l'torah, but if you're saving with a razor blade, don't get the aliyah that says don't do it. Because that's funny. The Knesset HaGdolah says no. Give him that aliyah. No, give him the aliyah. You know why? Give him it. He'll be embarrassed. He'll learn. Halavai that people should pay attention so much to the Torah that when they're violating an issur that it says in the parasha, they'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I didn't know it said it. The Knesset HaGdolah is living a different time, maybe. But the Sefer Chassidim is saying it's inappropriate for that to get it. So the Chatam Sofer says, okay, hard. So the Chatam Sofer, though, in Frankfurt says, you know what, you have to be very careful for Parshat Emor to have someone who's careful about Chadash and Yashan. In Europe, that wasn't easy. That wasn't easy. So there, he was particular, Rav Nachman Adler, his Rebbe would tell him, that I can understand. That Mela, fine. You do one Avera, so don't get called up for that Avera. Okay, if it's Shabbat, you're going to have a problem. There are a lot of times it says it. The person worships the Avera, it's a separate issue. But not to call up for that Avera, that's one thing. But otherwise, we generally assume that it's not a problem. There's an issue with a Kohen. A Kohen who violates the Isurei Kehuna. Mm-hmm. He married to a Grusha. He's a coroner. He works in the medical examiner's office. He's touching dead bodies all day long. So now, it's very clear, the din is that the Beit Yosef quotes from Rabbi Yitzchak Avuhav, he should not be, he went in the Sekapav, and he should not get an aliyah la Torah. So he says, no, not an aliyah, the aliyah. We don't give him the kavod of a Kohen. If he's violating the Isurei Kehuna specifically, so then he can't get the kavod of getting the kavod of the Kohanim, the Birkat Kohanim, but an aliyah la Torah. Rav Avadya says, but you see, he can get another aliyah. We just don't give him Kohen. You can give him shishi, give him revi, chamishi, whatever you want. That's not a problem. Just the kavod of the kehuna, when you're violating the Isurei Kehuna, that's one thing. So you have two, so far we have two general rules. A kohen who's violating Isurei Kehuna cannot be treated as a kohen. Fine. And then from the Sefer Chassidim we have that a person who's violating a particular avera, don't call him up for the aliyah that's specific avera. That's not appropriate. But short of that, Rav Avadya Yosef writes, halacha lemaase, you're allowed to call him up. No, we would tell him no. Doesn't make a difference. He can't do it. We don't let him do it. We don't let him do it. Now, what if he's there and you say Kohanim and he goes up? Okay, for another time. But he shouldn't do it. We should not. He's married to a Grusha. He shouldn't do it. Rav Avadya writes. He says, "Mikol makom lalachal masaniray sheikar ki divrei poskim ana laakel b'ze." We're lenient. I just want to read the next couple of lines because it's important. Oh, so if he. Not that it's more important, Chas v'chalila, we don't know, Zahir can be mitzvah kalak v'chamura, but if he violates the mitzvot kehuna, he doesn't get to do those actions of a kohen. So these unique things of mitzvot of kohen, he violates the kehuna, he doesn't get the mitzvot of kehuna. But he wants to do it, so you see, meaning, it's like you have Israelis who are mechalel Shabbat, but they want to make kiddush. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. So he doesn't, we don't treat him, we don't allow him to do it. It's sort of like it goes together. I just want to read you the line. He says, "Ubifratz b'dorotenu ele is kol ish yeshar ben aviyaseh." People do what they want anyway. Ve'en mi sheyodeh lochiach, and no one knows how to give tochacha. Because part of the reason not to give him the aliyah is that he should. You'd be embarrassed. You want to get the aliyah. You're not going to do it if you. It's a communal pressure to do the right thing. He says nowadays communal pressure doesn't really work. Secondly, the avon shel giluach hazakan. They have no idea it's prohibited. They have no idea it's prohibited. You could tell them from today until that's just this, that's a chumra. People don't understand. He says, so, Mele, someone's being a merit, they're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying, I don't care, I'm going to do this. This is what to talk about. A lot of people, they're just doing it, they don't care. They don't know, they don't care. It's not any other of a merit. So he says, specifically, they want the Aliyah Torah. If it's not a merit, then they want an aliyah l'Torah. There's still something. They want a connection. They want something. Since he says there's room to be lenient, and we should be lenient, he says, kol shika nowadays, we should certainly be lenient with this. Person of the Baal HaVera, maybe, he doesn't conclude like this, but maybe for the aliyah that says, don't save. Okay, fine. Or for a Kohen, okay, not to get Kohen, but otherwise for a Baal HaVera, we allow him to get the aliyah l'Torah.